Cliff Lynch, you've been active in the Coalition for Networked Information, a body that brings together librarians and academic computer center managers and architects and a wide variety of groups. What's the purpose of the coalition?
Well, the stated purpose of the coalition in its charter, in the short form, is basically to advance scholarship and intellectual productivity through the use of information technology, and specifically by exploiting the promise of networks.
Can you translate that into action items? What do they do?
Well, this is tricky to translate into action items because some of the action items, I think, tend to be short range, some tend to be long range, but I think it's important to have that general context. Now, to understand a little about the coalition, it was formed back in 1989, towards the end of 89, by CAWS, EDUCOM, and the Association for Research Libraries, which is a group of the about 110 biggest libraries in North America. Now, if you think back to that time, we were in one of the cycles with the Gore Bill at that time, and we were, many of us in the higher education community were very hopeful that it was going to make it through Congress. Now, I guess it ultimately made it through Congress on the next round, not on that round, but certainly by 89, I think that was the second or third incarnation of the Gore Bill, and the higher education community had been on board for a year or two. I believe the idea of an NREN really started about 87, and it was originally to be mostly a national research network. The higher education community got into it in 87, 88, and underscored the role of education. The library community began to wake up to it about 88, 89 and started asking questions about what's the appropriate role for libraries in here. Backing off from that one step, there was this sort of empty feeling in certain people's stomachs as it occurred to them that they might actually get this NREN concept moved ahead, create this research and education network. They'd get all these scientists and scholars on it who would have a wonderful week sending electronic mail to each other and then ask, well, where's the world's literature? Where are the information resources? What can I really do with this thing besides send electronic mail to my colleagues and maybe use a supercomputer, which I might or might not be interested in? So there was a lot of emphasis on getting a focused group together, which included library people, information technologists, and also people like publishers, to start talking about what do we need to do to really increase the amount of content accessible through the network and to provide tools to allow people to locate content, navigate from resource to resource, and to really use these electronic resources. So that was a lot of the sort of themes that were floating around at the time the coalition was formed. And, of course, it wasn't just scholarly information. The coalition is very interested in improving access to government information at all levels as well, just to take one more example. Now, the coalition is pursuing a wide range of activities. These range from sort of policy-related activities, looking at some of the initiatives involved in things like the GPO window bill, and in some cases providing testimony to Congress on these sorts of things, helping the parent organizations and the institutions to formulate policy positions on these. At the other end of the spectrum, there's some substantially more technical things that the coalition's been involved in. Things like there's a working group on directories, which has been doing something called the Top Node Project, which is an attempt to start understanding what sort of data elements you want to describe networked information resources. I lead a group that does architectures and standards, And one of the main things that we've been concerned with is interoperability issues, much as I think the IETF has always had a strong theme of interoperability. Libraries and information providers have started to realize that in order to do information access in a distributed environment, interoperability is going to be absolutely critical if this is going to work and markets are going to be created and people are going to be able to have access to these resources. So my group has been looking a lot at interoperability issues in a protocol called Z3950 that you may have bumped into at some point.
You're listening to Geek of the Week. Support for this program is provided by Sun Microsystems. Sun Microsystems, open systems for open minds. Additional support for Geek of the Week comes from O'Reilly & Associates, publishers of books that help people get more out of computers.